This is your host, Andy Alleman. I'm the founder of Casa Noon Beauty and WeWe Studio. On the show each week, you're going to get no gatekeeping strategies to build your brand, weekly smart ideas to help you spend more time out of office, and conversations with kind, caring creatives making an impact and life-changing money. We are rewriting the rules of business by blending intuitive flow with proven strategies. Welcome to The Unschool. Hey, it's Andy. Welcome back to the show. As you are hearing this podcast, as this episode is dropping, I am completely out of office. I'm on my way to the Mallorca retreat with our community. And before that, I'm taking a little vacation in London. So I'm bringing you a conversation today with a lovely lady who I'm so looking forward to introducing you to. Her name is Shelby St. Clair. We are both the type of entrepreneurs were of the mindset that you can build a really successful business without the whole hustle culture mentality, that you can spend time out of office or with your family or doing the things that absolutely light you up without being tied to the desk or to the 9-to-5. A little bit about Shelby, her background. She is an embodiment coach. She's a business strategist. She's an energy healer. She's someone who clients come to because they're interested in her experience and expertise and the duality between business and personal branding and what that looks like, and then emotional intelligence and transformational healing. We both also have a background in the fashion business, which we very much bonded around. We're going to talk about legacy. We're going to talk about courageousness, confidence, consistency, impact, and how to get really aligned attention to the work that you're doing. So let's get into the conversation. Welcome to the show, Shelby St. Clair. Hey, Shelby, welcome to the show. Good to have you here.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. We are recording at the end of what has been busy days for both of us. So I appreciate you joining me and bringing the energy and coming to share all sorts of juicy goodness with our audience. So thank you.
Yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen.
Yeah, let's do it. So I wanted to start with this. You and I are both very much of the mindset that you can build a thriving, soulful, successful business without having to live in hustle culture mentality. So tell me a little bit about your background and how you got here, because I find sometimes you have to go through that to get on the other side of it and be like, you know what? I don't actually have to live like that.
Yes. And that's exactly what it was. Having to live an experience, that complete belief that the hustle mentality was the only way to get to success, was what broke me down enough to say, there's got to be a better way. So a decade ago, when I started my very first business, it was in the world of fashion. And so obviously fashion is a very fast-paced, you're constantly going, you're in and out of things, trends change every 5 seconds. So you have to kind of be in that space of the hustle mentality. And after doing that for years, it really broke me down. But I was still in that belief system with my then other two businesses of just, you know, I built that successful fashion business because I was constantly going and I was at all the events and I was popping up shop every weekend and I was hosting runway shows and I was meeting all the people and I was styling for this and I was doing all that. And so, you know what? It worked for that. So maybe if I just do it in this business, but this business isn't the fashion world, so maybe it'll feel better. No. When it came to the events business I had, when it came to the direct sales business I had, still that hustle mentality ended up leading to so much more burnout, overwhelm, disconnection than anything else, right? Obviously, yes. Did it breed success? Absolutely. Why? Because you are literally go, go, go. From the moment you open your eyes until you finally decide to shut off. And that time in between, your awake time is literally filled with only thinking about business, right? Like I have to like get to where I'm meant to be. I have to. Everything is business. Screw everything else. Forget having a social life and caring about family and anything like that. This is what I got to do for now. I got to grind. So when I finally stepped into the world of coaching in 2017, it was really the desire for me to be able to create a business that left me in a very fulfilled state without having to have that mentality that I had to hustle to be successful. And it was really just allowing myself to drop into a new belief that business could be built and ran in an entirely new and different way outside of having to constantly be on.
Yeah, you and I have that fashion background in common. So I think I got very much of that too from that world. I worked in beauty, in the corporate beauty space, and then I opened a fashion incubator like 12 years ago, and it was very much that vibe. We were doing events all the time, pop-up weekends all the time. And yeah, and then of course it's like, for me, it was also like, not only do you have like the events and the pop-ups and the all the like different meetings and market and all of that, then it's also like there's just a lot of like external things like alcohol and like parties, yes, and all these other things that are not allowing you to take good care of yourself at all. And you're like so out of your body, it's like wild.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just running yourself ragged.
It's so true. I was looking at your Instagram earlier today and this really resonated with me and I wanted to share this and then have you elaborate a bit on this. So you said, my clients who push through every obstacle, every fear, every reason they have to quit, they're the ones who make it to the top. And you were talking about how there's like a very specific set of mindset pieces that you have to have in order to like really get to that like 1% level. They're the ones who reach the points in their life and business that they had only dreamed of becoming a reality. And then you said, it's not because it was easy. It was because they had the courage. And I think that courage piece is so important. And you said, if they had a bad month financially, they kept going. Or if nobody's signing up for the things that they're offering, they kept going. And it's all about that courage piece. And then if they couldn't find the time for things, they still persevered. And you talked about that perseverance and really understanding your why and then having that courage. So can you talk a little bit more about that and how we start to cultivate perseverance, find our why, and really get into a place of courage?
Yeah. And I think that I love that you brought that up because I think that goes really well with then just what we just said about the hustle culture and that kind of mentality, right? Because when we decide to step out of doing things from the place of this is what I'm told I should be doing, or this is how I see everybody else do it, and this is the belief that I have to live in to be successful in my business, we get to drop into a really, really soul-aligned state where we get to understand ourselves, right? So that first point of recognizing how we want to build a business is really connecting to why we want a business in the first place, right? Why do we want to be our own boss? Why do we want to step into this place of whatever it may be, coaching or having a service or agency or selling products, right? Why? What is that deeper reason that's going to get us out of bed each and every morning and not believe that we just have to grind it out to make it happen, but we are like so lit up, right? There's that difference between the hustle mentality and the flow state when you're running a business of you have to wake up and it's what you have to do, or you wake up and you're like, I am so excited for today, even though like, right, both of us were like, yeah, we had busy days, but like, I'm excited, right? I get to drop into this and I get to serve people and I get to help and it's going to feel good at the end of the day, even if I'm tired, right? I'm not busting my butt for this. I'm doing it because it feels good. Yeah. So it's like that first level, right? When you start a business is really recognizing and tuning into, why do you want this in the first place? What is that ultimate reason? What are you hoping to get for yourself at the end of this? Because if all that you're hoping for is that all of a sudden you're making $10,000 a month, or you're a six-figure entrepreneur, or you're making $1 million so that you can get this fancy car, this fancy house to just show off in whatever way. Is that really the reason why? Or is that a very surface level reason as to what you believe that you have to achieve to feel successful within your business, right? When we actually drop in and really start to connect and understand the personal reason as to why we start our business, it goes back to a moment in our childhood where we saw that we asked our parents for something and they told us, I'm sorry, I don't have the money, or I can't do that, or it's not the right time, or we just had a really hard upbringing, or we saw people experience things and we want to change that for people in our path of enlightenment. And so we get to that core reason why, and then we can build on that, right? That's how you then get into this place of becoming courageous, because you have such a potent why. It's not just about the money. It's not just about being successful. It's not just about creating freedom for yourself. Like, no, I want to do this because I never want my kids to experience me having to tell them no, right? Like for me, my daughter, this isn't my reason why, but connecting to this right now, she's obsessed with Target. Like literally every day, this child is like, Mommy, can we go to Target? I forgot that I need X, Y, and Z. I'm like, do you really need that? Are you sure that you need that? Like even before we got on this call and I took her up to grandma and grandpa's house and she's like, can we go to Target? I need to get an Anna doll. I'm like, do you really need that? Yes. Right? So for some of us, when we have a business, there's that why of, if our kid asks for something, not having to look at our bank account and say, I'm sorry, I can't get that for you right now, right? Like it can go that deep, or it can just be, I want to give my parents, I want to pay them back for everything that they've done for me and like send them on trips. And so, yeah, it just goes so much deeper. And that's where we have to start, which is what I don't think that many of us do when we aren't creating very soul-aligned businesses. We're starting at that really high surface level kind of factor of, I just want to make a lot of money and I want to be successful.
Yeah, and you're going to really struggle to dial into what is the right approach for you if you're not spending time on your why, on your values, on your vision, on your mission. I love to do legacy work with my people. And I think whether they're coming to a retreat or whether they're in one of my programs, I find that legacy work to be so powerful, because it's like, okay, is the legacy that you want to leave behind that you were really good at making $1 million? Like probably not. When you ultimately look at it, there's something much deeper. And there's this idea that, you know, I hear some people say like, what I really want to do is make an impact. And what they actually want is they just want a lot of people to pay attention to them. So I'm like, okay, what impact? What is the impact? And then it's like, well, I just know that I want to like have a big community, or I do want to make a lot of money, or I want to have a lot of reach in my work. But it's like, but what is the legacy that you are leaving? And when you can dial into that stuff, then it's like your stuff, you can light it all up and things can really get going.
Yeah, because then you've created and attached a story to it, right? There's so much meaning. And when you are really in that place of sharing your business and you're showing up courageously with each and every step and you're wanting to make that impact and you're wanting to grow community and build and have a really successful business and change people's lives, you're doing that by way of sharing these stories, right? You're really honing in and allowing yourself to be felt and seen and just be visible for your true authentic self of, this is the journey that I have walked, and this is why I'm so stinking passionate, and this is why I want to change people's lives with what I am doing and what I am offering, and here's the story behind it. And that's what people then attach to. But it takes that act of courage.
Yeah, it really does. And then I want to ask you about consistency. It's like when we start to get this like little bit of like courageousness going. And I also think, and before I ask you about consistency, I also think like we start to get confidence when we've taken a moment of courage and stepped forward with some action. Then that action leads to upping our confidence little by little, because it's like, oh, I did the thing. Oh yeah, mm-hmm. I did the thing. Then the next piece would be, okay, we're doing the thing and now we've got to create consistency. So can you talk a little bit about the energetic blueprint and how we can create consistency using the energy that's unique to us in our day to day?
Yeah, such a good question. And it truly is, right? We get those small boosts of confidence when we take those courageous steps and we share a piece of our story and we're putting ourselves out there and we're sharing our offers, right? And we're dialing in and understanding ourselves on such a deep level. And when you get that confidence boost, you want to hold on to that momentum, right? Because as you get those small doses of confidence, that's what kind of stretches your comfort level. Right? That's what allows you to then step into this next place, because you are just fully embodying this new state of being, and your mind, your body, your soul is like, oh, okay, this isn't as scary as it felt, right? You're busting through that ego. Like, I can do this. It's not going to hurt me over here. So how do you hone in on that and create that consistency? So as you're working through really understanding yourself and your business, and you're connected to that why and those values and all of that showing through, and you're being a true representation of your story and your life, and you're being courageous, and you're like, all right, got to keep on building. You have to ask yourself, how can I powerfully show up in a way that doesn't deplete me, right? Because there are certain people who are on fire each and every day when it comes to showing up on social media. Like, it is a breeze for them. There is no thinking. They just whip out their phone and they're on their stories and they're putting little pieces, and they're just, the content is constantly flowing and it's just easy for them. There's other people who they just haven't locked into that creative space yet. And so it's really important to recognize our personal energetic strategy when it comes to creating consistency and showing up for our business, because we can look at somebody else and see them showing up every single day on their stories all day long, walking us through their day to day, posting 3 to 5 times a day. And you're like, that's why they're successful. They're successful because that's the energy that they live in, right? And there's also people who are just as successful as them, who show up on their stories when they feel it, who are posting when they get the downloads, who might have a strategy out there of, yeah, I just want to be consistent and show up at least 3 times a week on social media. And when I am showing up 3 times a week, I am powerful and I am in my most authentic and vibrant state. And so people are going to feel you, right? But it's about really understanding and recognizing that. And that takes a minute to figure out, because we can get so wrapped up in that competitive mindset.
Totally.
Of looking at what everybody else is doing and believing that that's the only way, when it's not. I know multi-millionaires who show up very sporadically on Instagram, but when they show up, they are dynamic and they are potent, and you can't refuse that their energy resides within their business, because they're so clear and confident on their why, on their values. They are courageous as hell. And when they show up, they are putting that out there in the way of, like, I'm here to change your life and this is how I'm going to help you. So either grasp on or you wait till the next time I show up and invite you into my space.
Yeah, it's so true. We, in my realm, in our community, we teach energy through human design. And so we talk a lot about, okay, like, I'm never going to tell you have to have for example, an Instagram plan that's like Monday through Friday, 9 a.m., you need to sit down and like get your post, like never going to tell you that because energetically, your strategy, and specifically because we use human design, when we look at like your entire makeup, it's going to look really different from the next person. And it's exactly what you're saying. It's like, it does not matter if one thing is working for me and another thing is working for you. And then like the next thing is working for this gal. If that is not your makeup, it's going to feel inauthentic AF. If you're like trying to do me when it's not you, it's just not going to work. And then when we like look at it and we're like doing a scroll, we see those people that it's like every time we see them, it doesn't matter what they're doing. It's like their get ready with me, it's fire. Their hot take, it's fire. And then the next person like tries to do that same thing. And it's like, why is that cringy? Like they were doing the exact same thing, but it's like cringy. It's because the person who was like nailing it was living in their alignment. And the one that wasn't is just like trying to do somebody else's thing, not their own thing. And they just need to find their thing. So I think that is so incredibly important. And the way we show up on social, the way we write our email copy, the way we do everything. It's really about what is an energetic alignment for us.
Yes, so important because people could feel it. And I know that everybody listening right now has had that experience where they walk into a room and they're like, ooh, I'm not going to go in that corner because it doesn't feel good over
totally.
There.
Totally.
Yeah. Like that's how social media feels too. Like don't just think because it's not in person that energy doesn't flow. We're all energy. And so we can feel it when we see somebody's video where you're just like, oh yeah, they just either fully scripted that thing out and it's just not like in their own words and how it feels good to them and they aren't in their power. And then you see those people where you're like, damn, that just hooked me.
Yeah.
I need to get in that space. I need that product. I gotta, right? It's all about just that feel. The moment that we allow ourselves to fully believe that we are enough just the way that we are, and we get to show up just the way that we are, and we get to just share the reasons as to why we are doing the thing and why this is so important to us, and we just speak our values and allow our energy to just do the work for us, that's that magic. Like it truly comes in and things just start happening and you're like, whoa, what is going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And if for anyone who's listening and they're like, okay, I need to figure out how to step into my energetic blueprint, it really starts with just like feeling into, does this feel good? Is my body like vibrating on a level, or am I like, And it doesn't mean that when you have those moments that you don't still need to like gather up that courage and do the thing, even though it's outside of your comfort zone. There's a difference in having like a body no to something and just being out of your comfort zone. So like you gotta kind of like play with that too.
Yes, I love that you said that because it truly is different, right? So we all know that we come into this world like so divinely and innately connected to our intuition. And then we just drop out of that and we get super disconnected and we stop trusting ourselves and we don't believe those little pings and those gut instincts, right? We write them off for so long that then when we step into business, we don't listen to that soul self that's guiding us. And so just like you said, right, just dropping in, we have to do that. If we allow ourselves to just sit in it and ask ourselves a question, we're going to get that ping if it's a yes or a no. But like you said, it might be a And it's not because it's not for you. It's because that's your next level, right? That's the resistance that's coming up. I talk to my clients about this in the way of when you have that moment where it feels like a no, before you write something off, really allow yourself to sit in it and ask yourself, do I not want this thing because it's truly not the way? Or do I not want to pursue or try this thing because it scares the heck out of me? And if it scares the heck out of you, guess what? That means that it's the next level thing that you actually got to push through because it's going to be that energetic breaker that gets you to the next level, right? We can only hold so much within ourselves when we are keeping ourselves at a certain level. And this is what I see so often with so many clients is they want to get to the next level. Like they've hit this point in their business and they have some things happening and they're like, why can't I get through this? Why can't I break through? Why can't I get to the next level income-wise or whatever it may be? And it's because there is this resistance that they are fighting so hard against and they're convincing themselves that it's not the right thing when it's not necessarily that. It's that that's the thing that is scaring you the most. And that's when you really got to step into that courageous point and just keep going.
Yeah, it's really easy to say, okay, this is not for me. This isn't the way. Or like, this thing doesn't actually work. It's just like a myth that this thing is a thing. I think about that in the world of social media. And I remember there was a point where my Instagram was like completely plateaued and I had like grown a really nice following in the days of like super aesthetic Instagram. And then it like hit a plateau and I was like, okay, well, Instagram just isn't a thing for making sales in my business. It's really great for nurturing, but it's not a place to make sales in my business. And then when I investigated that, I was like, that is BS. It's not true. I'm just having to change my strategy and that change feels a little uncomfortable. And my next level is to make sales with this tool that's readily available. And I'm actually pretty damn good at it if I just actually like put something into it. So like, what am I doing here? I just need to figure out the energetic blueprint for how this is going to work for me and recognize that I've just put up this like resistance wall to this thing even being possible. So when I brought that down and was like, no, resistance, please step aside. We're going to do this. We're going to make sales here. It just changed. And like, of course I had a new strategy and it was a strategy that I was like totally like down for because it was my energetic blueprint strategy.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure it felt so good to just make that transition instead of just sitting in the belief of like, oh, well, I'm never going to make money here. I'll just take care of people and I'll just show up and pour value, but I won't ever sell or talk about my offers. And we as business owners write ourselves off of way too much just out of that fear and that belief that like it's not working when really it's just a matter of figuring out how it's going to work for you because nothing is a one-size-fits-all puzzle. Absolutely nothing in life. And so it's not going to be that way when we are creating things within our business and how we're showing up and the strategies and the tools that we use. We're going to take little pieces of all of this and figure out how to create our own puzzle, our own masterpiece from our energetic state and from our energetic blueprint so that it does feel really, really good.
Yeah.
And it works.
then it works and it's fun. And you like start like enjoying the process too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I want to ask you about emotional intelligence and how we can use it to build stronger relationships with our clients, our customers, the people on our teams. How do we do that?
Yeah. And I think that goes right back to sitting with ourselves, right? First, we have to be emotionally intelligent about ourselves, having that deep understanding of who we are, what we would say triggers us, right? What then in those states that it sends us off the Richter scale, what behavior it then has us playing and just doing and being in our life, and then what emotional state we drop into from that trigger, that behavior, and now the emotional state that we're locked into. And then from there, right now, we have a whole story and a whole belief system that we're walking with because we're in this emotional state. So when we begin to do that work of really dropping into self and sitting with self and understanding where we are, we can say, okay, I just experienced that I'm going to use just like normal life in a relationship as an example here. Like, I just got sent off by seeing my partner's socks just laying in the middle of the floor. It literally just made me snap and I went ballistic and I started talking about all the things that my partner doesn't do for me. And now I am feeling really upset and angry and uncared for. Okay, where does this really come from? Where does this emotion truly reside, right? What is it from? Okay, it's because when I grew up, if my room wasn't perfectly clean, then I would get yelled at or grounded or whatever and made to feel like I wasn't cared for or heard or seen as a child. And now that kind of reaction is playing out with my partner anytime I see a pair of socks in the middle of the floor. When we understand those things, we can change those behaviors, right? Because we're locked into the emotion of feeling like we're uncared for. And what we really get to recognize is this isn't about our partner. And it's definitely not about the socks. It's that there's just these moments where I need to care for myself a little bit more. I need to love and honor myself a little bit more. And when we allow ourselves to tune into this emotional state and understand why we drop in from these behavior points, we can cycle that right back into our business with how our clients are moving through life and the things that they're experiencing and the way that they're feeling, right? And then that can come right back into resistances, right? Why we and our clients resist certain things within our business, because there is this factor that is emotionally tied within our body and it's outside of our conscious realm. It is quite literally just our programming and who we are and how we be and how we walk through life. And until we drop in and connect to these moments, we don't understand. So it's really about allowing yourself to start bringing that conscious awareness in each and every day. Watching yourself, being really mindful of how maybe your emotions go up and down in situations.
Yeah.
And like asking yourself, why do I feel this way right now?
Yeah. Yeah. And really tuning into that and recognizing when you're living from that place of decision making, from this like stuff that has nothing to do with the reality of what's going on in your business. Oh, it's so important. What advice would you give to ambitious, creative women who are just getting started on the journey with all of the experience that you've had, the multiple businesses, really learning to use emotional intelligence, intuition, really embodying your aliveness in the way that you show up in your business? What advice would you give to those that are just getting started?
If you're just getting started, start from where we started this conversation. Tap into that why. Right? There's this thing called the why ladder out there, and it's you just start from that beginning point of why do I want this business in the first place? And maybe the first thing that comes to your mind is because I want to create a life of freedom for myself, or I want money, right? Like maybe that's the first thought. Don't write off the first thing that drops in. Write it down and then ask yourself, right, why do I want freedom in my life? And then maybe you come to that understanding of, well, I want freedom in my life because I've never felt in control of what I got to do within my life. And then you go that next level. Why do I want to feel in control of my life? And you just keep asking yourself why until you literally feel the emotions rising within you as to why you want this business in the first place. Drop in and allow yourself at the very beginning of your business to connect with yourself emotionally. Hello, look at how this all just connected, right? We started with talking about hustle and why, and we ended the conversation before this question about talking about dropping in. And this is where you get to lead when you start your business and you're at that point of just getting started. Uncover that why, drop in, connect to self, feel the emotion and allow yourself to get so deeply connected with you in a way that it resonates, where you get to wake up the next day and you're like, I'm about to change the world.
And that's a pretty magical place to be.
Yeah. It is.
That's a really, really good place to be, and so much fun too. Shelby, thank you so much for this conversation. It's been such a pleasure to get to spend time with you and to really move through these really important components of how we do this and how we show up in our highest purpose and have the success while staying incredibly true to who we are and what's important to us.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here and for holding space for this conversation and for just doing all the work that you do to have this platform for people to drop in and connect and feel seen and heard in where they are.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Tell our listeners where they can find more of you, all the things that you have going on.
Yes, my favorite place to hang out is on Instagram. You can follow me at the Shelby St. Clair. You can head over to my website, shelbystclair.com. I have freebies and all sorts of fun stuff on there to really help you start with the work of diving in and going in and connecting. And on Instagram, you will see the good, the bad, the ugly. I share it all over there. I talk about my journey and just what I've been through and my experiences. Nothing is kind of off the charts for me. Some days we are laughing and we're sharing memes, and other days we're like real emotional. We're allowing ourselves to feel, and it's all the good things. So come hang out with me. I would love if you listen to this episode to just send me a DM, like let me know your biggest takeaway and where you're at and what you learned and maybe heard or saw for yourself as me and Andy we're talking, and just kind of what you are wanting to move forward with from this point on.
Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to be seeing you again really soon on your show. So yes. Can't wait to have that conversation too. Can't wait.
Yes,
can't
I'm
wait,
so can't wait. Excited. The swap.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love it. Thanks so much. I will see you super soon. Thanks for being here, Shelby.
Thank you.
Thanks so much to Shelby for joining me on this episode. And thank you to you for listening to this show. If this conversation has been helpful to you, if Shelby has shared some things in this conversation that has made a little bit of a difference in how you're approaching your business and your life, then we'd love for you to share it on social. You can tag us at WeWe Studio, OUIWE Studio. You can also drop down onto the app that you're listening to this show on and leave us a lovely little review. It would be so kind of you. We have a very small team working on this show, and every time we see new reviews, we celebrate them, every single one. I will be back next week with an AMA solo episode. I'll be recording that episode from overseas, from across the pond. And if you have questions that you would like answered, make sure you come over to the broadcast channel on Instagram. You will find the Smart Girls broadcast channel on my profile. We host regular Ask Me Anything Q&As inside the channel, and I'm going to be bringing some of those questions here onto the podcast for our very next episode. I will see you then. Until then, welcome to the coming of spring. I hope you're having some sunshine wherever you are, and I'll talk to you soon.